Please hear the word of the Lord as it is given to us in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, beginning at verse 16, reading through verse 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age." This is the word of the Lord, and can be trusted. If you've grown up in the church, then you know that passage is called the Great Commission. But the reality is that this has become the Big Omission, because we have failed to do what Jesus commanded. Jesus is not giving us suggestions or recommendations. He's giving us an assignment. Jesus does not ask us to put together a committee or a task force or a study group. He's not asking us to come up with a plan or a program. He is telling us what to do. Go out into the world. Make disciples and teach. Teach what? Teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. And what did Jesus command us? Do you remember the two great commandments? Love God, love each other. See, the Great Commission goes with the Great Commandment. But as we look at all the unrest, clearly we have not done a very good job of teaching either commandment. You can't love God and treat others with disrespect. You can't love God and not love all of God's children. You cannot love God and hate. A young man is preaching fresh out of seminary. He's in his first church, and all of a sudden the power goes out. Sanctuary goes dark. The building is pitch black, and he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know what to say. He stumbles around until one of the elderly deacons on the back row cries out, "Preach on, preacher, preach on. We can still see Jesus in the dark." You see, that's what's needed today, to reach, preach, and teach in the darkness of these current events. Jesus will shine, and when people see Jesus, they will see hope. For the past 3 months, this country has put forth restrictions to stop the spread of a deadly virus and to save lives. But lately, we have been reminded of another virus, one that has plagued us for much longer than 3 months. And unlike the COVID-19 virus, this one is not invisible. We see it way too often. Racism and hatred, people who suffer humiliation and indignation and unequal opportunity because of their race and the color of their skin. This is not what God intends. Such actions dishonor God. You cannot love God and disrespect God's creation. You cannot love God and not love all of God's children. I may not be the smartest kid in the class, but it seems to me if we're going to do away with systematic racism, then we have to change the system. Look at all the precautions we took because we were worried about the pandemic of COVID-19. And so we changed the system. We changed our schools. We changed our workplace. We changed our stores. We changed our social interactions. We changed everything. We changed the system. And if we're going to change the pandemic of racism and injustice, then we're going to have to do the same. We have to change. We have to change the system. We do not need a photo op of a leader holding a Bible We need leaders like you, people like you, who read the Bible. We don't need a leader who stands in front of the church. We need leaders, people like you, who go to church. We don't need a leader who glorifies himself. We need leaders, people like you, who glorify God, worship God, and are faithful and obedient to God. We need you. We need you to do what Jesus told us to do. Make not only disciples, make a difference. Teach what I have commanded you. You put God first, not your political party. You want to do something with your political party? Then hold them accountable. And if they won't change, then you change them out. You vote. This is not complicated, people. Every 2 years, we can overthrow the government, and we don't need tear gas, and we don't need rocks. All we need to do is vote. You want your voice to be heard? Then vote. You want to see change? Then vote. You don't like your choices? Then you run for an office. We don't need sympathy. We need change. We are seeing that need for change. People all around the world are seeing the need for change. People on the space station can see the need for change. One of Canada's leading conservative newspaper columnists, George Mason, has said, "There could not be a scarier person inhabiting the White House at this very moment." Some people see a person who is out of touch with reality. They see a failure to hold him accountable for the 19,000 lies and his self-serving alternate reality that denies truth. Some people see a lack of moral courage, a lack of compassion, a lack of simple human decency. Others do not. Other people hear that the virus was not a virus, that the economy is fine, and that people are happy. Jesus did not hand out autographs of a photo op on the mountaintop. He didn't say keep the status quo. He didn't say keep everything the same. He did not say keep your heads down and your mouths shut. He gave out an assignment: go, make, teach. Moral courage is not a complicated concept. It doesn't require special perception or exceptional skill. It demands integrity, strength of character, the willingness to stand up for truth. Jesus doesn't say, crawl into a bed with a box of Kleenexes and lament the condition of the world. We are called to change it. We cannot stay silent. We cannot sit on the sidelines. We cannot be spectators. We are called to be participants. We don't just hold the Bible. We read it. We study it. We learn from it. And most importantly, we live it. We share it. We share the good news. We show the world Jesus, even in dark times, especially in dark times. People can see Jesus even in the dark, so long as we are willing to show him to them. Because the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Amen. We come now to a time for us to be able to dedicate your gifts, your monetary gifts, your financial contributions. And again, I want to thank you so much for your faithfulness, for seeking to make a difference by sharing your gifts with the Lord. Let us pray. Lord our God, as we lift up these offerings, we lift up our hearts as well. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be able to participate with you, to share with you in the mission and ministry of the church, the body of Christ. Help us to continue to reach those who are hurting. Help us to continue to share your grace and love with all people, regardless of circumstances or situations. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So the song that we sang, you know how the words are, but I want to remind you again of what the words say. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me, shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Jesus came to bring light to our darkness, and even in the dark night of his betrayal, denial, and desertion, he continued to show love and grace. For on that night, when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it and said, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, Jesus also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Lord our God, as we hold our own emblems where we are worshiping at, we are reminded of your grace. We are reminded of the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. And we are reminded of the truth of your love, that nothing can separate us from you. We pray, Lord, that as we receive these emblems, that we would continue to receive your light, that we may reflect your light to all the dark corners of the world, that we may be able to show people Jesus, that we might be able to show people hope, healing, love, and grace. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Now we come to a time of invitation. God invites us into a relationship. God invites us that through his Son, Jesus Christ, that as we receive him as the Lord and Savior of our lives, that we are able to experience God's love and grace. And so if you have not yet made that confession of faith, I want to invite you to do so. I'll ask you two questions in just a moment. For the rest of us, this is our opportunity to again affirm the truth that we know, a truth that we have lived out faithfully as we continue to call ourselves disciples, as we continue to meet with Jesus and feel the Lord's presence. And here are the two questions. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? And have you accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior? God bless you. God bless those who have made that confession of faith for the first time. And God bless those who are once again affirming a choice that they make each day with each of their choices. We thank you, and God bless.